Chief Curator for the Delaware Historical Society, Lee Reifenberg, picked the chest to symbolize the approaching end of flu season. It belonged to Dr. Henry Latimer, who would travel to the bedsides of patients with the portable chest.
It's deceptively small, but it has brass tabs that kept the doors to the chest closed while it was in transit, and then opened them up again and held the doors open while the doctor would have been attending to a patient.
But despite its small size, the chest was able to hold a lot.
Because it actually held enough medical equipment, blending powders, bottles, potions, whatever the doctor might have needed, to last him through several house calls.
Dr. Latimer had his own private practice in Wilmington before the Revolutionary War began. He served as a surgeon in the war before opening his own practice again and eventually going on to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives and then the Senate in 1795 when he replaced George Reed. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.